Do you trace your ancestry then on your father's side to the Trail of Tears?
Yes. I can't tell you the name right now, but I had a relative that came on the Trail of Tears. It was listed on a census. They had one name. They didn't have two names. Then from there, it came through the Anitobe family.
Did your grandparents have stories that were handed down to you from the Trail of Tears?
Actually, I mentioned that I was estranged from my Chickasaw roots until I got a little older. So I didn't have the benefit of that.
Then you didn't grow up Chickasaw, per se. In blood you were, but not in tradition.
Well, it would have been impossible to deny that I was Chickasaw and never tried to. And my grandfather on my mother's side, he would always acknowledge it. In fact, when I would come in the door to his home, if he was inside, he would say, "Chukma," which is a traditional Chickasaw greeting. He had a close relationship with the Chickasaws. So it wasn't like I was totally without anything. And when we would be at the dinner table, he would use Chickasaw words, which was very interesting coming from an Irishman. But he did, because he had been around Chickasaws for many years, he picked up part of the language. And he would refer to things in my presence. So I picked up a few Chickasaw words being around him. But we didn't really talk about what things had been like in the Chickasaw side. But it was never forgotten. I mean, it was always there. While I didn't have the benefit of the Chickasaw family, it was never denied from any of the family.
You were always reminded.
I was reminded. In fact, I think it was intended to be that way.
When would you say that you picked up learning the traditions of the Chickasaws?
My dad was a twin. His sister also lived at Bullet Prairie. On occasion, we would visit her, my mom and myself, and sometimes a few of my other brothers. So we got to know them really well. I mean, they were part of the families. We would make visits. We didn't spend a lot of time with them, but it was a period where we would learn more about the family and the Chickasaw roots. While, again, I didn't spend a lot of time with my Chickasaw family, I began to become very interested in it.
About what age do you think you were when this was happening to you?
You know, probably 12, 13. It was undeniable. Everyone knew that I was Chickasaw. You know, people would call you chief and things like that to acknowledge that. They didn't really realize what they were doing, but still, to me, I thought it was pretty cool, you know, that they would call me that. And we lived next door at one time to a family. They were full blood. His dad was Choctaw, and the mother was Chickasaw. And so I played with the other children. So you would become interested and try to find out more about it. I sort of had a yearning to know more. So anything that I could find or learn, then I would try to find out more.
I'm trying to imagine what the children would do. Would they play Chickasaw games like stickball? Was that a game that was played? Wasn't that a traditional game?
It was a traditional game. It wasn't something that I played when I was a young man. Things like going fishing and hunting. In Tishomingo, there's a creek that runs just almost through the town. It's called Pennington Creek. My friends and I would spend a lot of time on Pennington Creek doing a lot of things that kids do. We would have folks join us that were of Chickasaw descent or Indian descent, as well as non-Indian. And I remember distinctly when I was a young boy, when we lived next to this family, the father made some Chickasaw, I guess you'd call them toys. They were sound devices, you know, things that would make noise. I remember that. So I picked up a little of that. I understood that. He made me a bow, a very small bow at the time, you know, but I really liked that. Anyway, it's kind of an incremental thing, learning more about being Chickasaw. Of course, in the city of Tishomingo, they began an annual event. They call it the Chickasaw Festival. It was a celebration. You could go into the park and you could see the different displays, arts and crafts and things like that that would be in the park. They had a dish, and still do. We still have this dish. It's called Peshofa. And I was first introduced to Peshofa whenever I went to one of those events.
What was that made up of?
It's a hominy. If you were to go to a grocery store, you may or may not find it, but it's called pearl hominy. It's in the dry form. You cook it, and you cook it with pork. That's Peshofa.
you weren't picking up on the language yet, but you understood words in it. And the language is Muskogean?
Well, yes. It's that particular group of languages.
And it's the Choctaw that shares that with you?
Yes, it's the Choctaws. In fact, there's a legend about the Chickasaw and Choctaw. They call it the migration legend, where they were two brothers. It was before they began to reside in the southeastern part of the current United States. And they were being led by a leaning pole. That leaning pole, they would put it in the ground at night. When they'd awake in the morning, it'd be leaning in a particular direction. That's the way they'd go. And were part of one tribe. The brothers were Chickasaw and Choctaw. They reached the Mississippi River, went across the Mississippi River. On the other side, the pole leaned, or at least Choctaw thought it leaned, and Chickasaw didn't believe it was leaning. So brothers then parted and formed the Chickasaw and Choctaw tribes.
So their brothers' names were Choctaw.
Choctaw and Chickasaw.
So then they split.
Yes, but the language is so close. There's words that they're identical in either one tribe or the other. Then there are different ones. The tribes say that because we were basically one tribe, that we had the same language and a lot of the same cultural activities.
I'm going to go back to the Creeks. They come out of the Muskogean, too. They call them Muskogee Creeks.
That's correct. Muskogee Creek and the Seminole have a very close language. Again, not identical. And the Cherokee, they're from a different, Algonquin, I think, is theirs. Iroquoian.